Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. According to our next guest, medication costs are around 10% of a hospital's overall operating costs, which is why his company has licensed intellectual property through the Medical University of South Carolina's Foundation for Research and Development in an effort to increase pharmacy purchasing efficiency. Matt Hebbard is co-founder of Quicksort RX, and he joins us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Matt, welcome to the program.
Nice to be here, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Give us a little more detail here on the history and overview of your new company.
So Quicksort RX, we were founded in 2018. Jonathan Yantis and I are the co-founders, and we work together at MUSC doing this work, pharmacy supply chain optimization, analytics, and stuff like that. For a number of years there, we worked with the Foundation for Research and Development to spin out the software that we built together, along with a great team of pharmacists and other technology folks at MUSC. It's almost 2.5 years now of reaching out and helping other nonprofit health systems to decrease their medication costs.
And so this software is out and being used by hospitals now.
It is. We are all the way across the country. We are US-wide now.
Well, share with us exactly how this software works. How does it make a hospital pharmacy more efficient?
What we do is we pull in, you know, invoice data and pricing data. Pharmacy purchasing is incredibly complicated. There's hundreds of thousands of products to choose from, and a lot of them are equivalent or may have some level of equivalency that we have to consider as pharmacists bringing product to the hospital. There's a lot of levels of contracting, a lot of levels of supply issues. What seems like it should be a routine shopping list maybe sometimes can turn into a really complicated problem to solve. But when you look at hospitals like MUSC size, spending $40 million, $50 million on the hospital inpatient drugs, there's a lot of opportunity to improve, but it can be difficult to find those opportunities looking across that broad scope. So what we did is we sort of automated that opportunity identification, and then we used a lot of analytics to sort of surface those opportunities, find the highest value, most likely ones to be able to be executed, and then we push them out in an interface that's nice and friendly and sort of takes a lot of the complexity out of the decision-making process.
And so I guess there was not anything similar already out there.
Right. So there's a lot of consultancies in this space, a lot of spreadsheets. I spent so much of my career in Excel trying to solve these problems for myself, but it ends up being iterative work because you do the same work every day in a spreadsheet. And of course, you know, pharmacists are expensive to employ and they have a lot of patient care duties that they'd rather do than spreadsheets usually. And so finding a way to automate the analysis and to have those opportunities surface for you really is a huge time saver. And then the more of those opportunities you can jump on, of course, the bigger the savings you're going to see.
Well, walk us through the process of how a company gets started as a result of university research.
Sure. So it's a little bit non-traditional, right? A lot of the Foundation for Research and Development sort of spinoffs come from the university space. Novel research, drug research, making new molecules and stuff like that. This is actually out of the hospital side itself. So Jonathan and I were both working for the hospital authority, which is sort of separate from the university, but that Foundation for Research Development template still sort of applies. It took a lot of maneuvering to be able to pull resources in our pharmacy department and in the technology space. MUSC's old chief technology officer, Mike Caputo, and my old bosses were very generous in giving us the time and space to solve these problems. And of course, it ended up creating enormous value for MUSC. They saved millions of dollars, and they also have a part of this business, and they benefit from the application of this software to other hospitals as well.
And so how are you building sales for the company? Is it through word of mouth, referrals from other hospitals? Do you have a sales team?
We have a small sales team. A lot of it is referrals and word of mouth. We also partnered with ASHP to help spread the word a little bit. So ASHP is the largest hospital pharmacy organization in the country. They've got 58,000 members. They run the academic pharmacy residencies. And so all the nonprofit health systems we're trying to reach out to are members there. And so we partner with them to be able to offer our services through that as well. But really, word of mouth has been our biggest angle of growth.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Sure thing, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
Matt Hebbard is co-founder of Quicksort RX. He spoke to us by phone from the company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.